Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Heading up to the attic with Richard in Texas. What can we do for you?
Yes, I'm looking at building a new home, and I've been reading quite a bit about unventilated attics. And just wondering what's the benefits, what's the drawback, because the attic temperature is what I used to fight up in Minnesota with cold. It's now heat in Texas.
Don't you need the circulation of air through the attic to sort of help control the air throughout, the, you know, the conditioning throughout the rest of the space?
Well, they're saying that where you, like, totally seal off the attic, your home and your attic never gets more than a 5 to 10 degree temperature difference.
The answer to your question, Richard, depends on where the insulation is. Now, if the insulation is above the attic, so to speak, which basically makes the attic really conditioned space as opposed to unconditioned space, which is the way it normally is done, if that, in fact, is conditioned space, then the temperature up there is going to be fairly consistent with what the interior temperature of the home is. Now,
Correct. That's
one way to do it. The other way to do it is to use a traditional vented attic. Where I see the most contractors go wrong is that they don't put enough venting in the attic. They put small vents, just soffit vents, maybe a couple of roof vents. What we have found is that if you use a continuous ridge and soffit vent that goes all the way down through the soffits on both sides of the home and all the way down through the ridge, then what you, in effect, create is a 24/7, 365 venting system where the air gets sucked out of the ridge and pushed into the soffits and always keeps that attic very comfortable. So those are two different ways to go. Which one you choose is going to depend a lot on your builder and which way they're accustomed to working, but I think that they'll both work.
There's actually a great resource online. It's buildingscience.com. And if you go to their website and go through the resources, you can find an article on roofing and roofs. And there's a full scientific study on vented and unvented attic spaces.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Richard. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.